This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. The Illinois Nutrient Loss Reduction Strategy has been in the works for quite some time now. Its release date is scheduled for this summer, and to help farmers go through the strategy and figure out actions they can take to combat nutrient loss, the Illinois Council on Best Management Practices is putting on a Nutrient Loss Reduction Strategy Roadshow. Resource conservationist for the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District, Chris Reynolds, goes into detail.
The Nutrient Loss Reduction Strategy Roadshow is going to be coming up here in June, and they've got 11 meetings spread out across the state. They have a couple here close to the listening area in Vandalia, Decatur, Clinton, Shelbyville, even Bloomington. So there's several different opportunities. Some of the meetings are during the day and some are of an evening.
Reynolds says these meetings will be a wealth of information for farmers and will hopefully serve some other purposes as well.
For one, just to educate everyone on what the nutrient loss reduction strategy is all about, what some of the practices are that are maybe going to help get those nutrient losses down to the levels that we're looking for, and to see what's available. There's a lot of farmers that are already doing a lot of different conservation cropping systems out there that involve a lot of these practices, being cover crops, filter strips, no-till, different practices that are included in this reduction strategy. And I think it's just important for us to get involved as farmers and as people in the community to show our interest in this strategy, and I think down the road it will also help possibly bring in some more funding. The more involvement that we can show and the more interest we can show, hopefully there will be some more funding for educational type activities and also maybe some cost sharing activities for some of these practices.
In addition to information on the strategy, these meetings can also help farmers learn more about their individual operations through water sampling.
They're going to be doing on-site water sampling. So if you would like to bring a water sample from a tile line, from your drainage ditch or something like that, they will test that water for you to let you know kind of where your levels are at in that water. And also the results will be provided just for you. They're not collecting any data on that. The results will be just available for you.
One of the goals of the nutrient loss reduction strategy is to have enough voluntary farmer participation that regulations and mandatory practices don't have to be created and enforced on Illinois farmers.
You know, nobody wants to be regulated. Nobody wants to be told what they have to do on their farms when they're going to be able to apply fertilizer, chemicals, what they have to do on their farm. So I think the better that we can educate ourselves early on and show that we can make more progress. You know, we've been making progress over the last 20, 30 years in soil erosion prevention and in a lot of areas. And I think we just have to keep moving forward. And this is just another step in the right direction. And hopefully we can show that with some of these practices, you know, we can not only have better water quality, less soil erosion, but also be profitable and in some cases more profitable at the same time.
Reynolds says some of the area conservationists have already committed to attending a few nearby meetings.
The ones that our district has kind of, our directors here have kind of pledged to go to these meetings, we're looking at June 12th, which is a Friday at 9 a.m. at the Lake Shelbyville Visitor Center over in Shelbyville. And the other close one to us is in Fayette County at the Fayette County Farm Bureau office on June 23rd. And that is an evening meeting at 6 p.m. So those are the closest ones to it. Like I said, there's 11 different meetings in the month of June. So there's a lot of different options there. And we hope to get a lot of involvement with these meetings. The more people we have there, the more information that everyone can share amongst each other as far as what they're already doing on their farm and what's working for them.
For a complete list of meetings, you can visit IllinoisCMBP.org or call your local Farm Bureau office. It is also requested that you RSVP to your local Farm Bureau if you do plan on attending a roadshow meeting. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this. With cool temperatures and no shortage of rain in the forecast, soybean planting in the listening area is slow to start, but the corn in the fields is doing well, according to Rich Metzger with CHS's Pocahontas location.
So we had a very fast pace on putting the crop in. There was about a 21-day period there where most of the corn went in, and I would say that the corn crop is probably 90, 97, 98% planted as we speak. The crop itself looks very good. We had some uneven emergence, but it seems like with this last rainfall that we had a week ago, it's brought up the later stuff, and the corn stands look very good right now. So I'm very pleased with that. Some of the bean planting has started, but we're slow to plant. Many people are holding up because of the wetness and the cool temperatures.
Recently, pest control has been getting more attention as Metzger says they are seeing armyworms move into cornfields.
One that is on the radar right now is the armyworm population is definitely above average from year to year. I guess I would advise people, if they have wheat in their rotation, to be checking their wheat fields. Most people have applied their late season fungicide treatments, and it was our recommendation to go ahead and put insecticide in with that treatment. But with that happening, anybody that has a corn crop or a grass crop next to wheat need to be checking for the movement of armyworm into their corn crop. And that has happened here the last few days, so my advice would be to be on the look.
In addition to watching for armyworms in cornfields, Metzger advises farmers to keep a close eye on their bean fields to scout for any emergence issues.
With the cooler temperatures and some of the emergence on our beans that were planted, I think we need to pay special attention to see what our stands are going to look like here in the next week or so. I know we have some more rain moving into the area for next week, but need to check our stand counts and also go through our corn acres again and verify those population counts and make decisions if needed to touch them up, replant, or whatever dictates.
Overall, though, Metzger says he's pleased with the planting season so far.
I think everything has moved along very, very well. Our crop is looking good. I wish it was growing a little bit faster. With the cool temperatures, things have slowed down. But overall, I'm pleased with everything and just need warmer temperatures to get things moving.
Again, that was Rich Metzger with CHS's Pocahontas location. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.